Hello friends, welcome to Stock Pathshala. Now in this podcast, we're going to talk a very specific topic. We're going to talk about how to buy futures in Zerodha Kite. Now futures is a trading segment. If you use it along options, you make up derivatives. Zerodha is a discount broker in India and you can trade across multiple sort of trading segments with it. Of course, there are other stockbroking options for you, but in this podcast, we're just taking a reference of this stockbroker. Now, Zerodha futures are exclusively available for Zerodha clients, obviously, but in case you're looking to buy futures, you can use it across different trading apps they have. The Zerodha Kite app is available on a mobile as well as on web application. Simple steps, you need to log into Zerodha Kite first with your user ID and password. If you have already added a future script to your watch list, you gotta open that. In case you wish to trade on a new future, you have to search for it. There's a search box at the top and you can use that particular feature. If you want to buy, click on the stock from your watch list and trading window will open and it will give you two options, buy and sell. Since you're looking to buy, let's click on buy. You'll find a default price which primarily is your current market price. It gives you a basic quantity which you can change, of course. You need to note that you can buy futures according to its given lot size only. This means that if a particular stock shows 1500 in the quantity section as its lot size, you cannot buy one or two shares. You'll have to enter the quantity in multiples of that lot size. Here, 1500 denotes one single lot, while 3000 will be two lots. If you wish to hold the share, you gotta choose NRM, generally it's delivery type. In case you wanna use intraday, you can use the order type or product type as MIS. It is margin intraday square off. Under the order type, you can select market or limit. Market, it gives you the market price. Limit order, you can specify the number at which you want to enter or exit the particular trade. Then if you want to click on the regular order, you click on RGLR. If you want to open up into a regular order, click on RGLR from the variety segment. Click on day under validity. Once you've filled in all this data, click on buy. Your order shall be placed. You can obviously view, modify, even exit your order by visiting the order book. A few things to note here are that even though placed a NRML order, that is a delivery order that can be held, you're unbound to keep holding it. This means that if you get a good price on that stock on the very same day, you can exit your position by the end of the trading day. In this way, you're actually putting up an intraday order. Moreover, your account must have all the required funds. That's very, very important. In case you do not have funds, place a bracket order under MIS. This is because you receive leverage on bracket orders. Since it is a BO, you will also have to set a stop loss and a target price, and you may also add a trading stop loss amount. So these are the basic details you need to take care of while you are using Zerodha Futures. Do let us know your experience when you're using Zerodha Kite. It helps us to figure out what we can suggest or recommend to other potential traders or investors in the market. Thank you so much, friends, for listening to this podcast on how to buy futures in Zerodha Kite. We'll come up with a few other topics. If you want, you can let us know in the comment section. This is pretty much it as far as this podcast is concerned. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye-bye.